This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abdurrahman Qattani, he has given just a draw of you. And he narrates this, all the hadith from Amatullah bint Abdul Ghani al-Dihlawiyya, a woman. Amatullah bint Abdul Ghani al-Dihlawiyya, she is daughter of Abdul Ghani al-Dihlawi. And she is the last student of her father. When every student died, she remained. The people from everywhere, they used to come and get ijada and sama from Amatullah Dehlavi, she was in Madinah Munawwara. And Abdul Rahman Qattani, he narrated from Amatullah. Now in the whole world, there's no single person who narrates hadith from Amatullah Dehlavi. Nobody. Nobody in India, nobody in Pakistan, nobody. The only person who narrates hadith from Amatullah Dehlavi is Abdul Rahman Qattani. And you got ijada from him. And Amatullah Dehlavi, she was the last person to narrate hadith from her father. So high. And Amatullah Dehlavi was such a good teacher. She also used to narrate all the musalsalat. And people in from in Mecca, there was great expert of this, Sheikh Muhammad Yasir Fadani. He has written that we, some people from the from Muhaddithin and students, we went to Medina to learn hadith from Amatullah Dehlavi. When we came there, she narrated to us musalsalat. She narrated musalsalat. One of the musalsal is what? Musalsal bi qabdillahiyya. Musalsal bi holding beard. Now you see Amatullah Dehlavi, she's a woman. She cannot narrate musalsal bi qabdillahiyya. But these women, they're so keen to narrate every hadith. Fadani says when we came to her, she narrated every hadith. Then she also narrated the hadith, musalsal bi qabdillahiyya, and she put her hand in the place of the beard. And then we got from her. This is unique isnad, because you never have musalsal bi qabdillahiyya from a woman, except this one. I actually have written my book, Muhaddithat. This is really amazing thing, how these women are keen to teach hadith. Even the hadith, which is not their responsibility, because they don't have beard. So to get hadith, musalsal bi qabdillahiyya from a woman, is very, very rare in the hadith. So people are so happy to narrate this hadith from that woman. So you can see, imagine this, how important this whole isnad is.